For today's In Touch, the second half of my conversation with Rick Fulton, volunteer with Wayland-based nonprofit Honest Path. We'll continue discussing their ongoing medical drive, specifically about the container they loaded and shipped off today, and about his personal experience working in Guatemala.
We should have all that stuff packed in there. It should take about an hour and a half or 2 hours, and then if everything goes as planned, it should be in Guatemala and Chimaltenango on the 12th or 13th, but who knows with customs and things like that, but they're in desperate need of it. I talked to Chris, the missionary, the other day, and he said that they were, in fact, down to bare bones and really almost out of chairs, so this will come right when they need it.
Are you sending that via a semi? Or
the way a container works, it's a semi-container that they can click the wheels underneath it, and it'll maybe go to a train location. They'll take it off the semi-wheels. That'll go on the train to the port, and then the port sets it on the boat, and then when they get down to Guatemala, they'll put it back on wheels on a semi and deliver it right to Chimaltenango to the shop.
Finally here, have you heard any responses from the container donation that you made last year?
Yeah, actually, when we shipped it last year, you know, it was packed, and long story short, it got hung up with the dock strike and customs checks, and it didn't get there until January 31st, so it took from November to the end of January, which was kind of heartbreaking, but they got it right when they needed it because, again, they were totally out when they got it. And oddly enough, I was actually on a mission trip down there to Guatemala, and it got there the last day that I was in Guatemala. It was a real blessing to see it unload. The load that we filled, I got to see it unload, so that was pretty cool.
The response from the people who needed these donations, were they grateful?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Guatemala, 78% of the people live in extreme poverty. And when I say extreme poverty, unless you see it, you can't fathom it. And they don't have Medicare, Medicaid. They don't have Salvation Army. They don't have Goodwill. They don't have means of a safety net like we have here. And so it's overwhelming. You'll go to one of these wheelchair distributions when you're on a mission trip. Bethel will sponsor like 26 mission teams in a year. One really impactful part of that trip is to go to a deal where they actually fit the people for the chairs that they've identified. And you might see a mother carrying a child to one of these events on her back. And this kid might be 10, 12, 15 years old. And to see the smile on her face when that child gets that mobility, freedom of mobility, plus her back's feeling better, and then that child is just ecstatic because they now have mobility on their own. It's an unbelievable feeling to experience.
How long have you been with Honest Path?
Been friends with John and Jean for a few years. I've actually been going to church with them for about 10, but the summer of 2011, John and Jean's family and our family went on a mission trip down to Guatemala to Bethel Ministries. So that was my first glimpse of mission trips internationally, and it was very impactful. And I think Honest Path has been supporting Bethel Ministries in several different manners from probably about 2009.
You talked about the impact. Did it change your view and make you want to get involved with this after having that experience down there?
Yeah, and we say that, you know, if you go on a mission trip and it doesn't touch you in some way, something must be wrong because it's just really impactful. And I was always under the thought, why do we need to do international missions when we have so much need here? We do still have need here, but what it did, it's made me more active locally in missions, and it's made me more internationally active working with this wheelchair drive. I want to point out, we're collecting these wheelchairs to go to Guatemala, but we've had people contact us that didn't have the means or the insurance or whatever to get a wheelchair. We've given out chairs locally here, too, so it's been good to be able to help on a local basis as well. So we're not just taking them and getting them out of the country. We're willing to help locally here, too.
Well, is there anything you'd like to add?
I encourage anybody, if they want to get on the internet, go to www.onhispath.com to see what Honest Path is doing. And then also www.BethelMinistriesInternational.com. You can see the things that they do, and it's pretty amazing. And I thank you for the time letting us share about this.
Definitely. Well, I wish you good luck on Thursday. And do you have any idea of what time you'll be loading that up?
I'm waiting on a call from the container company, but I would guess they'll probably be there at 8 o'clock. Oh, I want to quick throw a shout-out to Ryan Walker. He has the new Syngenta Seed Warehouse retail outlet out there north of the Super 8. He was very generous in letting us stage our equipment out there, and we're going to be loading out of there. So many thanks to Ryan and Shannon Walker for their help in this endeavor.
That was my conversation with Honest Path volunteer Rick Fulton. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.